When Dave Dahl turns on the Cowboy Channel to watch a rodeo, there's a good chance he's going to see something he made. In fact, he's become an important friend to many a cowboy, both here and in countries far and wide. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the world of saddle bronc riding, Dave Dahl is a good friend to many cowboys. He's the guy who makes their saddles.
About 7 out of the top 15 right now are riding them. And I've had several world champions through the years. Tommy Reeves in 2001, Glenn O'Neill in 2002, I think Jeff Willard in 2005, and then Tallis Muncy won the world twice.
Dave's had many U.S., Canadian, and Australian saddle bronc champions who use his saddles.
Word of mouth sells a lot of saddles, and everybody that has one is more or less advertises for you. If they like your saddle, they tell the young people that that's the saddle to buy.
Dave began the Diamond D Saddle Shop in Fort Pierce, South Dakota in 1974. He says he can build a saddle in about 5 days. His style of saddle is prized by many, but the process of building one isn't new.
And it goes back to the days of the old saddles. There, basically, a lot of things haven't changed. You can look at the old saddles, and we're doing the things the same as they did back in the early 1900s.
Dave's saddles run about $2,500 to $2,800. The wait list may be a year. This is part hard work and part time and craftsmanship. And that means folks like Dave are harder to find these days.
It's probably too slow a process for a lot of people. A lot of people like to get things done quickly, and saddle making takes time. I mean, it's not something you can rush. You have to know where to cut your leather out of a hide, and putting welts in your swells is a little tricky, and it's not something a lot of people like to do. There's easier jobs.
You can find Dave's shop right here where it's been since 1974. And you can find his saddles at many saddle bronc events around the world. Traveling the countryside in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.